Democratic leaders from around the country are gathering in New York City today, trying out issues and auditioning candidates for the presidential election of 2004. One theme has been criticism of President Bush for his management of the economy and his response to corporate crime. Democrats generally see political advantage in the corporate scandals, and their national message this fall may well be built around corporate abuse. But one segment of the party is not so sure that's a good idea. NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports.
The sponsor of the gathering in New York City is the Democratic Leadership Council, the centrist pro-business group that Bill Clinton chaired before he ran for president. The DLC has been the intellectual home of many of the party's so-called new Democrats, including Connecticut Senator Joseph Lieberman, the former vice presidential candidate and possible presidential candidate in 2004. Lieberman is one of the most pro-business members of the Senate. While many Democrats have adopted a full-throated populism in response to the corporate accounting scandals, Lieberman has not. And he's opposed at least one corporate reform, requiring companies to list stock options as business expenses. In his speech today, Lieberman said the Democratic Party must be both anti-corruption and pro-business because business creates jobs.
That's why we new Democrats have been proud to call ourselves pro-business. But we also understand that the best way to help business now is to come down hard on those who betray its best values. When executives subvert the common good, and in the process undermine the very markets on which we all rely, they do not deserve to be left alone. They deserve to be sent to jail.
Lieberman says he won't run for president if Al Gore runs again. But if Gore doesn't, Lieberman's advisors believe he will be well-positioned on these issues. One Lieberman advisor says red-hot prairie populism may work in the short term, but it won't work in the long term. Al Fromm, the founder and CEO of the Democratic Leadership Council, is also worried that as the party seeks advantage from the corporate scandals, it may go too far.
There's a difference between being Trump and the progressive tradition of American politics, either being a corporatist, the defender of bad behavior, or too close to special interests, or being a populist that wants to destroy the capitalist system.
The internal debate between centrists and populists has been going on for a long time in the Democratic Party, even after Bill Clinton ran and won two terms as a new Democrat. The current chairman of the DLC, Indiana Senator Evan Bayh, described sitting in a recent meeting with Democratic pollsters and consultants who advised candidates how to use the corporate scandals against Republicans.
At the core of the Democratic Party, we stand for more opportunity for everyone, particularly those who weren't born to it. But why don't we stand for that positive message? You go an extra step of starting to point out people you're against. Well, you better make sure that they have, in fact, done something wrong, and you're not just against a whole class of people. And the answer I got back to that is that some people are under the impression that you got an extra 4 or 5% in the polls by taking that extra step. Now, I personally don't subscribe to that. I don't think it's worth it. I think that the politics and the government of unity are a lot better than the politics of division.
Bayh and other members of the DLC don't think economic populism will work as a political strategy. They believe it runs the risk of alienating middle-class swing voters. That's certainly the DLC's analysis of what went wrong in 2000, when Al Gore ran on a populist slogan, the people versus the powerful. In an interview with reporters last night, Lieberman, who shared the ticket with Gore, agreed with that critique. The Gore-Lieberman platform, he says, was full of new Democratic ideas.
But in some of the rhetoric in the campaign, and particularly in the people versus the powerful theme, unfortunately left that track and gave a different message, which may have been caused by pressure that the Nader campaign was giving us, but I think was not the new Democratic approach, not the pro-growth approach.
Al Gore, who says that the Enrons of the world have proven him right, did not attend the DLC convention. Although he was in New York City, he said he had a scheduling conflict. Mara Liasson, NPR News, New York.